News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans missed another deadline as they try to hammer out a massive budget package of tax cuts and reduce spending. Instead, Senate Republicans took the lead Friday. They jumped out ahead, unveiling a more tailored $340 billion blueprint. Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are simply panicking at all the changes.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration, and the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
Speaker Johnson acknowledging his own chamber's plan will slip into the weekend, but insists it has just a few details to iron out. Federal judges blocked Elon Musk from accessing sensitive Treasury Department records.
19 Democratic attorneys general have sued President Donald Trump in federal court in New York City, alleging the Trump administration allowed Musk's team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. The payment system handles tax refunds, Social Security benefits, veterans benefits, and much more. Engelmeyer, who was appointed by President Barack Obama, also says anyone prohibited from having access to the sensitive information since January 20th must immediately destroy all copies of material downloaded from Treasury Department systems. I'm Donna Water.
Senator David McCormick says he agrees with Democrat John Fetterman that his party may have a hard time ever regaining the support of male voters.
Well, I think if they continue down this progressive path of policies that don't help working families, and a progressive agenda that they're arguing for, boys competing in women's sports, they're not gonna win working families.
McCormick interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity. Michael Harrington explains.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news, but a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union is warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is listed as one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for decades. This is SRN News. The oldest rhinoceros in the U.S. has died at a Tennessee zoo.
Phil Cockleff, director of animal care, education, and conservation at Zoo Knoxville, said Dolly had been getting the best care possible.
We have been caring for Dolly, southern white rhino, here at the zoo for around 50 years.
Dolly was euthanized after her mobility had declined significantly in recent days, despite receiving old age medical care for some time.
And like all of our animals, they get old. And when they get old, they have things go wrong with them just like they do with us, and we have to make quality of life decisions about these animals most of the time.
The zoo says experts determined there were no other treatment options left that could maintain Dolly's quality of life. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The decision to euthanize Dolly came with help from specialists from the University of Tennessee College of Veterinary Medicine. More on these stories at srnnews.com.